back.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate has passed $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to U.S. President Joe Biden after months of delays and debate over how involved the United States should be in foreign wars. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Finally. Tonight, after more than 6 months of hard work and many twists and turns in the road, America sends a message to the entire world. We will not turn our back on you.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
For months, our friends have watched to see whether America still had the strength that won the Cold War or the resolve that has underpinned peace and prosperity literally for decades. Our enemies have tested whether the arsenal of democracy is, in fact, built to endure. Well, tonight, the Senate will send a clear message.
U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to quickly sign the legislation. The United Nations is calling for a clear, transparent, and credible investigation of mass graves uncovered at two major hospitals in war-torn Gaza that were raided by Israeli troops. A U.N. spokesman said Tuesday that credible investigations and investigators must have access to those sites. An independent panel reviewed the neutrality of the U.N. agency helping Palestinian refugees after Israel alleged that a dozen of its employees in Gaza had participated in Hamas's October 7th attacks. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will remain in jail on espionage charges until at least June. A Moscow court on Tuesday rejected his appeal that sought to end his pretrial detention. 32-year-old U.S. citizen was detained in late March 2023 while on a reporting trip and has spent over a year behind bars. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola is now warning misinformation is an existential problem leading up to parliamentary elections in June. Get more details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
In an interview with the Reuters News Service Tuesday, Metsola said there is evidence of election interference attempts from Russia, Iran, and China. But she said there's also been domestic attempts to interfere through misinformation as well.
You have political parties, organizations, simply living off disinformation and misinformation, that their voters are attracted by a lie about the European Union, by misinterpreting what is happening here.
Metsola said those efforts cannot be ignored, but instead they have to counter false narratives wherever they're found. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Global plastic pollution treaty talks have hit a critical stage in Canada. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Thousands of negotiators and observers representing most of the world's nations are gathering in the Canadian city of Ottawa this week to craft a treaty to end the rapidly escalating problem of plastic pollution. Each day, the equivalent of 2,000 garbage trucks full of plastic are dumped into the world's oceans, rivers, and lakes. People are increasingly breathing, eating, and drinking tiny particles of plastic. Some at the talks think there should be less plastic produced. Oil and gas companies in some countries rich in these resources disagree. Most plastic is made from fossil fuels. Inger Andersen at the UN says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fix something everyone knows must be fixed. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Life-saving medication and equipment is dwindling or altogether absent in hospitals and clinics across Haiti's capital as brutal gangs tighten their grip on Port-au-Prince and beyond. They have blocked roads, forced the closure of the main international airport in early March, and paralyzed operations at the country's largest seaport, where containers filled with key supplies remain stuck. Dr. Rachel Levine of Doctors Without Borders says that everything is crashing. Haiti's health system has long been fragile, but it's now nearing total collapse after gangs launched coordinated attacks on February 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure in the capital and beyond. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.